first date follow-up.
If I had a nickel for every time egg drop soup ruined a date of mine...
A nickel?
I probably have a nickel, yeah. It's the Jubal Show. It's time for your first date follow-up. And Matt is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's not getting a call back from a woman named Tara, and he thinks it's because of his egg drop soup.
Why?
Well, we'll find out that in just a second. Before we find out about your date, Matt, and see if we can figure out why she's not calling you back, how long has it been since you went out with Tara?
It's been about 2 weeks since we went out.
2 weeks, okay. And how many times have you tried to get a hold of her since your date?
I text her 3 times.
3 times.
And you haven't heard back at all?
No, nothing.
Nothing. Oh. Man, what happened with that egg drop soup? I have to know.
Must have been something terrible. Tara.
Tara the Terrible.
Okay.
First of all, before you tell us about your date and whatever happened with the egg drop soup, where'd you meet her?
I mean, I met her off Tinder.
How long did you guys talk before you actually went out?
We talked for like a few days. We kind of like hit it off pretty soon. And that was going to be that was our first date. And it was going pretty good. Our chemistry was good.
Well, where'd you guys go for your date?
Yeah, I actually I told her like I go to this favorite Chinese place that I go to. But I actually didn't. I actually just looked on Yelp.
Oh, God.
So you're like, this spot. I know this spot so well. Like,
yeah,
they all know me
forever.
Here. All right.
Yeah.
Well, how did the date go?
It was going pretty good. It was pretty good. The chemistry still translated from the Tinder. The conversation went even better in person than it did on Tinder.
Well,
I didn't think she looked better in pictures than in person than in the pictures.
Okay.
Everything was going great. We had a lot of similar interests.
Okay.
We kind of like, you know, inch our seats closer halfway through the night of the while they were having dinner. It was going great.
All right.
Like, wow.
How do you feel like her vibe was all throughout it?
I was definitely nervous, but yeah, I could definitely tell she was into it.
Okay.
Because I mean, she had like, you know, one of those calls you get, one of those emergency calls, the fake emergency.
Oh, she did.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's funny.
She just disregarded.
Did she tell you that? She's like, oh, that's my friend is supposed to call me if I want to get out of this date, but I'm going to send out the voicemail.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. She's like, oh, yeah, that was just in case you're a creeper.
That's a great sign.
Great.
That's a really good sign. Why is she not calling you back then?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I did spill some soup on her.
Like, did it burn her?
I don't think so, but it definitely caused a stain. Some egg drop soup.
So how was her reaction to that?
She wasn't happy.
Really? Like outwardly, like mad?
Aww.
She was a little startled, but at first, and she, well, I guess it was an outfit she really liked. And,
okay.
And we talked about like how hard it to get out the stain out. And
how did everything end?
We still continued, you know, having the dinner. It was still fun. It was still chatty. It wasn't as great as it was going before that.
Aww.
And she was trying to make the best of it. Because, I don't know, she was still upset while trying to be, like, nice.
As far as, like, at the end of the dinner, did you guys go anywhere after, or was that it?
No, so I just drove her home, and just, we gave each other, like, a real quick, like, hug and quick little peck on the cheek.
Do you ever pick up girls on the first date a lot?
I'll say 50-50.
What?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm freaking out right now. 50% of girls let you guys pick them up.
I mean, I've never had a problem with it. And I've actually thought that before because I'm like, man, I don't know if I would do that. Like if I just met somebody, I don't think I'd let them come pick me up at my house.
No.
Especially being a woman, having to deal with creepy dudes. I've always thought that too. I'm like, man, they don't know me at all. But yeah, I've really never had anybody trip about that at all.
All right.
All right. So you dropped her off at her house and you said you said that you guys kissed?
Yeah, it was like a little quick hug, peck, kiss. It wasn't nothing at all, really. It was like barely kiss. So,
and that was it. That's the last time you heard from her.
Yeah, and that was it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can figure it out for you. See if it was you or the egg drop soup that ruined your chances at another date with Tara. All right.
Okay.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, do it next. It's the Jubal Show. In the middle of your first date follow up, if you're just joining us, Matt's on the phone, and Matt went out with a girl named Tara that he met on Tinder, and it turned out terrible. That sounded like a Dr. Seuss book, but it's not. It didn't really turn out terrible, but Matt went out with a girl named Tara. They met on Tinder, and he said that the date was pretty good. What kind of Yelp review would you give it, Matt?
I would say 3.5 stars.
3.5. You know what, Matt? You said that you told her, because you were bonding over Chinese food when you were talking on Tinder, you told her that this is your spot, right? You know this really good Chinese place that you always go to.
Yeah.
And you kind of lied to her about that because you just found a place on Yelp and then pretended like it was yours.
Yes, I did do that, yeah.
The only reason that Matt can think of that he's not getting a call back from Tara is the fact that he accidentally spilled his egg drop soup on her.
No soup for you! Come back 1 year!
And her mood seemed to change after that. So we'll see if it was the soup, if it was the fact that he lied about him liking that restaurant, or if it's something else when we call her right now. All right, Matt, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I am.
All right, let's do it.
Here we go. I'm gonna dial the phone number.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Tara, please?
This is she.
Hey, Tara, how are you? This is The Jubal Show. My name is Jubal.
And my name is Alex.
Oh my gosh, I love you guys.
What?
Really?
Thank you. Yeah. We never get that reaction.
No. You obviously know the show. That's cool. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I'm a little nervous. Why are you guys calling?
Well, if you listen to the show, you know there's a couple options, right? We do the Dirty Little Secret, but that involves you calling us and you didn't call us. Or are you in a relationship and are you cheating, or do you think your significant other is cheating?
No, no, and no. Is it the first date thing?
We got an email about you from a dude you went on a date with, and he wants to know why you're not calling him back.
Okay. I'm kind of, which two?
You don't know, have any idea who we're talking about?
I mean, I'm on Tinder right now, so it's...
Okay.
All right, well, it's...
Throw out a couple names, and I'll tell you if you're right.
Okay, so then it was either Tim or Matt.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Matt emailed us, told us about your date, said that he really liked you, and is wondering why you're not calling him back.
Oh. Okay. well, I'm assuming then you know about the date.
Yes, we do.
And I'm also assuming that he is on the phone listening, and you're going to just surprise me with that, too?
Yeah, in a few minutes. If you're
yes,
patient.
In a few minutes. So.
Yes, obviously you do listen and you know how this works, so fine. I'll just bring Matt on, and then you can tell him yourself. How's that sound?
That's great.
Really ruined the surprise, though. Matt?
Hi. How's it going?
Hey, it's good. So,
I texted you a couple times.
I know. I'm sorry. I just, like, I'm very weird about confrontation, and our day was fine, and I liked you a lot, but there's just certain things that I'm kind of, like, a stickler about, and I don't know. It's just stuff that my dad taught me that is like, these are important things if you're going to go on a date with someone.
Was it not if someone who won't drop poor egg drop soup in your lap, like Matt did?
No, I mean, that was an accident. It was, that was like something that I thought we would laugh about, you know, on future dates. It was a funny, awkward first date thing. But for me, it's just like, I am kind of looking for a guy who is a gentleman who holds doors and pulls out the chair for me. And I don't think that you're like a gentleman.
Oh,
what do you mean? I opened the doors. I don't mean, what do you mean?
I think it was just like, for me, it's always a thing. It's always been a thing. Like, if I get dropped off by someone, that I just kind of at least expect them to, like, wait until I get inside before they drive away, you know? And it was like, you dropped me off and then just, like, sped away, didn't make sure I got in the house okay, and...
Okay. You're letting a dude pick you up who you just met on Tinder a few days before that. Like, you don't think that might be a little not safe?
I mean, you're right, but I take other precautions. Like, I have my friends are on Find My Friends. They can see my location. Like, they know where I am at all times if I'm going on a date with someone. And if I wasn't into him, like, I wouldn't have gone home. Like, I wouldn't have let him drive me home.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I definitely thought I did. I didn't know I pulled away that fast. I will do it next time if you give me a shot.
I don't know how you could not realize that you drove off that fast. Like, I had literally closed the door, and for me, not only did it seem rude, but it kind of sent off the uninterested vibes of like, all right, peace, I'm out.
No, I definitely wasn't. I just thought it was over, and that was it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Is that the only thing that you didn't like?
Yeah. I guess that's the only thing that I didn't like.
Okay. So he just because he didn't wait until you got into your door.
Yeah. I guess it just, for me, that's like a red flag that I've learned. I don't know. It sent out weird vibes. He could have brought me flowers too.
What?
Okay. Oh. All right. So it's, there's more things, I think.
I mean, I'm kidding about the flowers.
I'm sure you are.
No, I'm kidding.
You're definitely not kidding. I don't think you are. And I'll just ask the question right now. All right, Tara, would you like to go out with Matt on another date? We will pay for it. Matt will show up with flowers. He'll be riding a white horse, and he will pick you up in your living room so you don't have to open a
and
door.
And he's lying.
I mean, I think that at this point it would just be awkward.
Oh.
I mean, like, just one more shot. Like, I promise I'll stare at you the whole time when you walk in.
Yeah, just give him one more shot.
Yeah, like, I'll watch you in your door, walk to your door. I'll stay there, or I'll camp out.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Tara. Just one more date with Matt. We'll pay for it.
Okay, well, how about we, like, communicate a little bit off the air? And I'll say yes for now, and then...
I'm going to take it. It's a win.
Congratulations, Matt. You got a yes for now.
Woohoo!
Awesome.
Okay.
Tara, hang on one second, okay?
Okay.
Matt, I'm going to convince her. I'm going to get on the phone with her right now. Convince her to go on the date with you. I don't know why she would answer like that. Like, why isn't she just saying like yes or like...
Yeah. Alex is going to get on the phone with her and just try to convince her. Just girl time, girl
to
girl.
Well, she said yes for now. For now. I don't know what that means. So I'm going to go talk to her.
Okay, Matt?
Okay.
We're going like the extra effort for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate you guys.
Jubal's first date follow-up.